Town ruling committee meeting will come to order. Please turn off our silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, please.
As we justify the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Easter?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. We have the minutes for the January 11th meeting in your package. If there's any corrections, let us know. Not, we'll come on the agenda for next time. Committees, I don't have anything public that I know of. Public Works? Anybody? Planning and zoning? January bills?
Well, planning and zoning, I just need to say next month, I mean, next meeting, we got a rezoning request that will need to be introduced.
Yeah. All right. Any questions on the bill? Hearing none, we'll move on. Personnel committee? Recreation? Police? Governmental affairs, Ms. Lynn, Ms. Bourgeois.
We did have one application for a plaque, and when we had the meeting last Monday, the architect, who's an advisory board member, said that the Growing Green building has changed significantly in appearance.
Excuse me. Please arrest that woman. You're supposed to turn off our silence electronic device.
And anyway, the commission decided that instead of reviewing the application that applied for the plaque, that we would ask the owner, the present owner, if he would fill out the former landmark application and go that route. So I brought him the former landmark application, but he had not returned it at this point.
So if he does between now and next meeting, are we going to act on it?
Yes, we can act on it if he returns.
Sure, it's up to him then, right?
It's in his court.
Other matters, I'm not aware of any. Mayor's report, I understand, even though I wasn't in town, we came out first at the Ash Parade, right? Or late, yeah. Very risque rider, I understand. She acted badly.
Excuse me?
My wife, they said she was jigging around and acting crazy.
Well, as long as you're not talking about my wife.
Did she qualify? I don't like her, your wife and mine in the same flood. That's not good.
They were sitting there on opposite ends of the trail.
Thank goodness.
Y'all are night and day, Tom.
Yeah, really. You saw the new picture we got on the wall, the aerial photo, and we're moving them over, you know, we're shifting them. But this one's a little bit not as tall, but it has the whole town in it. It's a little bit quieter, actually.
That's why magnets have two sides.
Yes. All right, any remarks of personal privilege? Anybody? Anyone?
I just have one that next week's agenda, could you please add that household hazardous waste material day will be on March 18th so we can give people a little bit of time to get their things together for that March date?
Do we have a flyer?
You got a flyer?
We doubt.
I got a flyer.
Thank you.
I think they emailed us all, didn't they?
She sent an email. She sent on that email about.
Let me look tomorrow and I'll see.
Okay, I'll get it back.
Yeah, I thought it came from the parish.
It's a parish. It's at the.
But I thought I got a, maybe I'm wrong, but I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it.
It's at the Lewis Smoke Arena. It's a parish. Keep West Baton Rouge.
What day was that?
March 18th. They may have sent that thing about leaders against litter through the email.
Yeah, I'll check and see.
I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I sat next to and talked for an hour and a half to the guy coming back from Fort Lauderdale. And his business is they collect plastic products from businesses, you know, like Walmart and people like that. And they crush it and then they sell it back to people who make plastic products and they melt down the recycled plastic. That's what he does for a living. He was saying the oil price is hurting him because the gap between what his price is and what it costs to buy the stock to start from, you know, fresh plastic used to be wide, so he had a lot of sales. Now it's narrow because oil has gone down so much, and now he's afraid to lose business. So you wouldn't think that, but anyway, it's pretty interesting. It was very interesting. You know, it's an interesting business. They were one convention in New Orleans for morning drop, so. They're pretty sure. All right, anybody else? All right, announcements. Town Hall will be closed on February 9th in observance of Mardi Gras, speaking of Mardi Gras. And then with no other.
We will have our meeting Monday night, right?
Mardi Gras.
You got it. No, yeah, I see.
Move.
All right, move by Senator, second, Mr. Richard, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
6:35.